Petr Pavel doesn't come from a world of politics. He's a retired general who was once head of NATO's military committee. Now with a comfortable lead in opinion polls over former Prime Minister Andrei Babiš, a billionaire who's a politician and a businessman. Only weeks ago, a court cleared him on charges of a $2 million EU subsidy fraud. Pavel's supporters play up his heroic recognition for helping free French troops from war in the former Yugoslavia in 1993. Not so positive was his role as a military intelligence officer in the Soviet era.
My motto is decency and cooperation. That's what we've been missing in recent years.
I think I'm well prepared to be president, and helping people is my motto.
Inevitably, the war in Ukraine has a bearing on the outcome of this election. Pavel supports Ukraine and NATO. But Babiš is using similar tactics to those of Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, who earlier this year won elections by successfully scaring off voters from backing the pro-Western opposition. He claimed young people would end up being dragged into a war with Russia. Babiš went too far, though, when he ruled out sending troops to defend other NATO members if they were attacked. He later backtracked, but it cost him dear.
I think at the moment it doesn't pose a problem for us. Our partners understand. But unfortunately, in the current world, such a stupid statement is hard to forget, and we'll be reminded of it for a long time.
Babiš has always counted among his close allies the current president, Miloš Zeman, but it isn't paying off now. In past dealings with Vladimir Putin, Zeman once said he should liquidate journalists. Babiš, who claims he's received death threats, says he's a diplomat, not a soldier. Pavel called for calm after Babiš accused him of being a warmonger, and he's trying to assure people he would bring stability to the country. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.